Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by Table Think with Joshua and Carrie.
And I'm excited about today's message, and it really is the fact that God is the God of more, that if we could see beyond this moment, we would see that God has so much more for us,
yeah.
And that wants us to live the best life and wants to bless us. And I think that it's so often in this world of negativity that we can feel like God wants to condemn us. And
right.
So what our message really today is about the fact that we can relax, that God will fight for us.
Yeah.
And so I think that that is something to remember, that even in the hardest of moments, that if we would look again, we will see that God has the more. And so we're taking our message from a scene, really, of the story in Exodus, where Moses is facing a really hard time in his leadership.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's got the people that had enslaved the people. They're chasing after them, and he's moving what has been estimated up to 2 million people. And he comes to the Red Sea, like, it's kind of like the biggest oops ever, like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now what am I
right.
going to do? And the people are like, are you kidding me? Like, we got out of this place that, yeah, we were slaves,
yeah.
but we were alive and had a life, you know?
Right.
And so he comes to this moment and he says, don't be afraid. Just stand still and watch the Lord rescue you today. And of course, it's just an amazing moment. But I think that so often that when we come to these places that we don't know what to do and we
right.
go to prayer, I think that there's times that we're surprised that we're the answer to the
yeah.
prayer. Do you know what I'm talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, totally. And I think sometimes, you know, you do see those moments, you know, with the sea parting or,
yep.
or you know, something like that. But there's also a lot of times I think that when we're praying, yeah, maybe God has put something there that we just need to take a little bit of action
right.
to actually do. You know, it reminds me, there's kind of this old story that goes around, but it's about this man who's, they're having a flood. And so he's like, well, I'm going to pray that God will save me from this flood.
Right.
And so his neighbor is leaving in his pickup truck and stops by and says, hey, we got to get out of here. This thing is flooding. Do you want to ride? He's like, no, God's going to save me. You know, he just has this vision of God
right.
reaching his hand down and saving him. So then the water starts to enter his house. So he ends up getting up on the roof, and these people come by in a boat, and they're like, hey, we're heading to safer ground. Jump in here. And he's like, no, you guys go on. I'm trusting that God's going to save me. And then this helicopter flies over, and, you know, they come over the loudspeaker and they say, we'll lower a ladder down to you. We'll do, you know, climb aboard. We're going to save you. And so he waves the helicopter away and, you know, says, no, I don't need that. God's going to save me. And so he ends up in heaven, and basically he says, Lord, why didn't you save me? And God says, well, I sent a pickup truck, a boat, and a helicopter. You know, what else did you want me to do? And sometimes, you know, that I use that to think that, yeah, there are, that is true. There are a lot of times that God puts these things, but maybe we have in our mind how we want it to play out. And it doesn't,
right.
that's not necessarily how it's going to play out, but that doesn't mean that there's not a path that God hasn't laid something out
right.
for you to change your situation.
Well, and I really see it as a miracle, just as we read the almost outrageous, unbelievable story of the Red Sea parting and
yeah.
making that pathway. But in many ways, if you think about it, it's unbelievable that God provided all those things in that scenario,
right,
that
right,
story that
yeah.
you're telling. When you really think about it, he used people
right.
that said yes to being a part of a miracle
yeah.
of rescuing.
Right.
And so we have in our mind, well, no, I just want the waters to part.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
instead of saying, you know, this is about one another, and it's such a miracle
right.
when humanity is a part of something.
Yeah, totally.
And so I think that sometimes we have to look at this lesson that God really has more for us, and we need to look deeper into that and realize that sometimes we are part of the more for someone else.
Right. You've been listening to Think on This by Table Think. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.